Looking for that rainy day?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. People are earning more and saving more, but what about spending? We'll get to that in just a moment. How about this one? Where's Wall Street? Pretty much mixed right now. The NASDAQ just flipped from in the green to the red. But again, flat at this hour, the S&P 500 down about 0.2%, the Dow down about 0.1%, and European shares are down as well, less than 0.5%. Asia closed higher today. Julie Neiman is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She joins us live from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
So personal income posted a larger-than-expected jump this morning. Seems like this would be a big cause to celebrate.
Well, we can save the confetti for another day, because behind this news is really that it's a survey of those who are working, and unemployment benefits are included in that as well. We've got unextended employment benefits really shooting up because people can't find jobs. They're running out of this as well. Then there's no income. They have to use their savings. They can't tap the equity in the house. Credit cards are the last resort, and then max out in default. So while it's good news in the short run, it doesn't really comprehensively include everybody.
But we're seeing savings up, right? We're also seeing consumer spending up and savings up. Where's all this money coming from?
Well, over the last 15 years, we haven't been saving anything, and everybody's looking at the handwriting on the wall here. You may lose your job. So they're starting to save so that in case you do lose the job, you'll at least have that safety pocket in there. It's a good thing, long overdue, but it's also causing a problem for future consumption as well.
All right. Julie Neiman joining us from St. Louis right now. Thanks, Julie.
You bet.
We do appreciate it. Some good news today for the state of Michigan, the state with the highest unemployment rate in the country, more than 14%. GM's expected to announce that it's selected a plant north of Detroit as a production site for a new subcompact car. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joining me live from our bureau in New York. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Steve.
So this was a high-stakes competition. Who else was in the running for this plant?
Well, there was a plant in Wisconsin and a plant in Tennessee, and then this plant in Orion Township, Michigan. All reports indicating that Orion's sword was the mightiest, and one reason for that may be that this is a plant that already produces smallish cars, the Pontiac G6 and the Chevy Malibu, so it wouldn't require too much to convert it into a subcompact car factory. Now, Steve, obviously the downside of this is for the plants that weren't chosen, and the governor of Wisconsin this morning releasing a statement saying he is deeply disappointed by GM's decision.
And not unexpected that he said that. What does this mean for jobs in Michigan?
Well, not surprisingly, we're not really talking about creating jobs. We're talking about saving jobs, maybe 1,200 at the plant. GM is the number one employer in Oakland County, which is where Orion Township is. But the jobs may go beyond Oakland County's borders. I talked to an auto industry analyst this morning. He said that because there will be parts suppliers who will need to be located nearby to provide all the pieces that have to go into the car, there may be jobs created in that realm as well.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson, live from New York. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. It's one of those surreal mornings when we wake up and ask, did something really big happen yesterday? And, of course, the answer is yes. There were few crevices on planet Earth that the celebrity of Michael Jackson didn't penetrate. And that's thanks to his music heyday. Stu Levine is assistant managing editor at Variety.
Michael Jackson's Thriller in 1982 yielded 7 top 10 singles. And just, you know, people were just in love with him. It was a crazy time. And then, you know, when he started doing the moonwalk, and, you know, he was the top of the game at that point. There was really nobody like him as far as a pop culture icon.
In case you were in a crevice yesterday, Michael Jackson died of what his family said was cardiac arrest in Los Angeles. Jackson was about to embark on a big tour in London, and that would have helped him pay off a mountain of debt he was in, reportedly at $400 million.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by Superbrands, Brandweek's annual ranking of America's top 2,000 brands. You can Google Brandweek Superbrands for more information.
The Austrian media is up in arms over comedian Sacha Baron Cohen's latest movie. Bruno follows the adventures of a fictitious gay Austrian fashionista traveling to the United States. Now, critics say the film damages Austria's image and could cause economic harm there. From the European desk in London, here's Stephen Beard.
Wasser! I'm Bruno. I'm Ted Milan Fashion Week.
Baron Cohen has been sashaying around Europe in character, plugging the movie and dispensing fashion tips.
Gordon Brown, I mean, that guy needs a total makeover and it's a fake tan. He just needs to come out. Come on, Gordon, click those heels and say hello.
But Bruno is not going down well in the land of his supposed birth. The Austrian media are not amused.
Some of Sacha Baron Cohen's statements are not so funny for us. They are not acceptable.
Lisa Trompisch is with the daily newspaper Heute in Vienna. She says that Bruno goes beyond a joke, describing Mein Kampf as a fashion bible and Adolf Hitler as Austria's black sheep, portraying the country as Nazi and homophobic.
I think it's not funny. I think today we are living in an open-minded modern Austria and should reject those statements.
Austria's state broadcaster ORF has even suggested that Bruno could damage the economy, deterring tourists and investors. Robert Jones of the brand consultant Wolf Olins concedes the movie could do some harm.
There will be a board meeting somewhere in the world that's considering whether to build a factory in Austria or form an alliance with an Austrian business. And at the backs of those minds, unspoken, will be the thought, Austria equals Bruno. Let's go somewhere else.
But he warns Austria should not follow Kazakhstan's example and try to sue Cohen. That'll only boost the movie. The best advice for Austria and for all the people duped into taking part may be to sit back and try to see the funny side of Bruno.
How did you find your son?
I swapped him.
You swapped him?
Swapped the baby for what?
For an iPod.
What?
In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
I hope you can join us at our website, where our online host and blogger Scott Jagow is waiting for your thoughts at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and a nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.